that's just an old fan.
Tussie. Oh my God. I miss y'all so much, man. I miss y'all so much. I have been gone. How many months I've been gone, y'all? I got a lot. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Okay? Listen, get your glass. Y'all right now. Come on in the room. Okay? Come on in the room. Get your glass. Pour something nice in it. Some tea, water. Tonight, I'm drinking Prosecco. It's my drink of choice. My welcome back show. Okay? Because I'm back. It's been about, what, 3 months? A lot happens in 3 months. I got a lot to catch y'all up on. But anyway, welcome back. I'm so happy you came back, Angel. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Angel.
I'm so happy that you came back. If this is your first time here, welcome home. And if you're returning, hey, girl, I miss you. You know, I've been gone, so I can't say where you've been, but it's been around, okay? Go ahead, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. All right, make sure you follow, like us, and we're going to get into the show. Because I've been gone a long time. Y'all, welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Y'all know I had to bring it back on a Tuesday. Without further ado, get intro! You already know what time it is, baby. Welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty. Come on in the room, get your glass, and sit your ass down. All right? Relax and let's get into some thoughts. Let's get into some talk. Let's get into some where the hell I been. Because I know y'all want to know, because y'all nosy as hell. Okay? So I know y'all want to know, Ty, where you been and what you been doing. Well, I'm back, and we're going to remain consistent, okay? It's a lot going on. I got a lot going on, but I'm here, okay? I want to start the show off with something very special, with someone very special to me, a good person, my angel, someone that I care about very much, still do, and will always love. Passed away last year, and their birthday recently passed. I created this last year when they passed, so I just want to take a moment and give them some love. Here we go. Happy birthday, Mike. You are missed and still loved very, very much so. Okay, I just wanted to give him a quick little shout out. Am I frozen? Can y'all see me? Put some ones in the chat because it's looking like I'm a little frozen over here and I don't like that. Oh, no, I think we good to go. I think y'all can see me. So welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. So a lot is going on, as you can see. I haven't had bumps on my face, y'all, in probably all year. So I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know. I have been under a little stress. But I drink like a gallon of water a day. You know, I don't eat a lot of bull crap. So, like, this skin, like, I don't know. And I haven't even been wearing a wig. Like, I just threw this on last week. So I'm really, no, I don't like this. But as y'all can see, you know, I got some pimples over here. Y'all know I come to y'all real raw and unfiltered. But yeah, I don't know. I might have to change up my skin regimen. But yeah, we back in the room. Put some ones in the chat if you in here. Let me know who in here. I need to know who in here because we about to get into where the hell I been. Because I know y'all nosy. And they want to know. All right. I know y'all know the other thing I'm gonna know.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Where you been, Ty?
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
What you been doing?
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Why you ain't been on here?
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
So I'm about to tell y'all why. So, catching y'all up. All right. Catching y'all up. All right. Let's see. My last show was in, let's see when my last show was. My last show, let's go on my YouTube page. My last show that I did live, I'm about to check and see, because I'm only going to state facts. Let me see how off I've been. Hold on. So my last live show, oh, it say it was a month ago. So I only been gone a month? Y'all, when was my last show? According to YouTube, it was a month ago. So it's been probably about 4 or 5 weeks that I've been gone, okay? Since I have been gone, a few things has happened. Before I left for my little break, I think I shared with you guys I was trying to start a new t-shirt business. So I have officially I'm still in the beginning stages of creating the t-shirt business, coming up with a name, getting an official website, I just got a partner in business with that. So I'm super duper excited about that. Looking forward to doing some amazing things with my partner, bringing you guys just some dope customized shirts. This is a breast cancer shirt. That I did. It's just, so I got to tell y'all, you know, it's appropriate for my job. Okay. It's coffee cups with the breast cancer stuff on it. You know, and DTF, Directed Film Printing. And I do all this from my domain. So I'm really getting into that. If you're not following me on TikTok, hold on, because y'all need to follow me because I don't have enough followers for all the people that want to be in my business. So before we get started, go ahead over and subscribe to Talks with Ty on YouTube and stop playing. It's free, okay? I know a lot of you guys watch me on Facebook Live. That's where a lot of my following watch me, but I need y'all to go ahead and hit the subscribe button over at Talks with Ty on YouTube. I'm also at Talks with Ty on, what's the thing called, y'all? What is it called? TikTok. Okay, that's what it is. Follow on Talks with Ty, the podcast on TikTok. So I do like the reviews of the shows and stuff like that. So y'all make sure y'all go over and follow me on TikTok. I'm also on Instagram at Talks with Ty, on Instagram at Talks with Ty _. Follow me, okay? This stuff is free, all right? It helps push the content. It helps get the algorithm going. I know I need to be consistent, and I'm working on that. I got a lot going on. So like I told y'all, I just started the t-shirt situation, right? One thing about me, y'all, I'm a hustle. I'm a find a way. I'm a figure it out. I'm a figure out a way to do it myself. Yes, I still have my wig company, Touched by Ty Hair Co. Make sure you subscribe to Touched by Ty Hair Co. on YouTube for all your hair content. Some of you all may be watching me on Touched by Ty Hair Co. So I do my show on both my hair and my Talks with Ty page. I'm still in business, very much so. You could book me on Stylesy at Touched by Ty Hair Co. Okay. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Touched by Ty Hair Co. Still very much in the hair business. I have scaled back on taking clients. I take the clients that I have. They're in regular rotation. And I'm getting back into wig customization. So, unfortunately, I'm not taking any new clients right now due to my very busy schedule, but I do service the clients that I have, my regulars. Shout out to y'all for holding a girl down, okay? And I accept new makeup clients. So, for glam, I accept new clients, but for hair, I'm not accepting any new clients. I'm just fulfilling custom wig orders. Okay. So that talks about that. My mommy and me, y'all make sure y'all go to subscribe to My Mommy and Me on YouTube. Me and my mother are currently still separated. We're not back to doing our live show yet. However, I pray that we could get that back together soon. I am, without transportation right now. And so my mom's just not able to get to me. So that's why we haven't been doing the My Mommy and Me show. But we're still very much a duo and we are still very much a thing. Okay. So I pray that we can bring that show back to you guys at the beginning of 2024 and on a regular basis, because I know a lot of you guys like that show. So as I was saying, I got talks with Ty. And then we have, and as y'all can see, I'm coming straight from work. Okay, because I don't even have my Talk to Ty shirt on, and y'all know I don't do that. So next show, I will be wearing my Talk to Ty shirt. I got to make me up a few shirts, but I'm going to get back. This is work here. And I know y'all probably say, well, dang, Ty, what you do for work? So I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was an educational aide. And that stemmed from me being a cheerleading coach. So for those of you all who don't know, I coach middle school cheerleading here in the District of Columbia. I'm not going to say what school because I'm just not. But it's the school in which I work at. Okay. And I am a teacher's aide at the school. So now I have a full-time job. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful because I put a lot of things out in the atmosphere and, God is just showing up and showing out for me. And I'm happy about that. So yeah, that's where I've been. That's what I've been doing. I now have a full-time job. I've added another business to my resume and, I'm not stopping. All right. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. So let's get into the show. Okay. What else y'all want to know? Let me talk about my love life for a second. I'm still with the same dude. Okay. We still together. We still around. Some of y'all might know who he is by now. Okay. Some of y'all might know who the dude is by now. All right. Because we done been outside the past couple weeks. Okay. So some of y'all might have figured out who he is. Okay. And I'm very happy in my relationship. And I believe that he is too. So yes, I'm still with the boo. Okay. Don't ask me his name because I'm not going to tell you. Okay. It's none of your business. If you don't see us out, oh well. And no, I do not post him on my social media. Not his face anyway. All right. So let's get into the show tonight. So I wrote down a lot of stuff, y'all, because I've been gone for a long time. So there's some things that I wanted to talk about, but I really, y'all know Talks with Ty is a real raw, uncut show. I don't do a lot of the celebrity gossip, and this show is, an opinionated show from my opinion. And the thing about podcasts is that everybody's doing one. Like, everybody has an opinion. There's no right or wrong way. We just love, we live, and we learn here. And that's the type of audience that attracting. You know what I'm saying? People who are living, who are learning along the way. You make mistakes. You get up, you figure it out, you keep going. You keep growing through. You know, that's our slogan here. No matter what, just keep growing through, because there, you don't know. You don't know. I keep God first in everything that I do. We're not religious here, but we are spiritual. And we keep it 100, even when it's uncomfortable. You know, that's what me and my angels do. All right. So welcome home, Angel. I wanted to get into some discussions because in these last 3 months, I've gone through a lot of stuff personally. And prior to me going through some of these changes and adding some things to my resume, my atmosphere changed. So I don't even think I'm going to talk about what I wanted to talk about. I think I feel my spirit kind of switching subjects. I want to talk about Millie, what's up, boo? I wanted to talk about atmosphere for a minute. Let me tell y'all something. A couple years back, I'm going to give you a backstory real quick because I think that that's going to be important for what I'm about to say. A couple years back, I had lost people in my life, friends, people who I thought were my friends. I had taken a real heavy loss with some situations that had transpired, and the people that I knew to be my friends, I found out very quickly that they were not. And that hurt me deeply. And it was very difficult for me. And I struggled with that for a long time, for a couple years, because those people were a really big part of my identity. You feel me? I hope if you're catching what I'm throwing, put some ones in the chat. Like, I grew up with these people. They were, you know, a part of who I was, and I love them dearly, all of them. And so situations had happened, and the way that the situation occurred, it caused these individuals to react in a way that showed me exactly who they were. And while I was going through this, I was upset, I was mad, I was angry, you know, I wanted to
fuck them up. I wanted to fuck all of them up. I'm not even gonna lie. I did.
But I didn't. To be honest, I had seen some of these women in this group do other people wrong. Catch what I'm about to throw now. I have seen some of these women in this group do other people terribly wrong. So how the hell could I be surprised when they did it to me? Right? So that's what happened. It was my turn. So I had to eat it. And I did, because the character of these individuals, it just wasn't one person, it was several people, is the character that they always had displayed. I just never was on the opposite end of it. But this time it was me. And so I had to take my losses and move on gracefully. And that's what I did, right? It's cool. It is what it is. And so recently, I've noticed that I have started losing people that I never thought that I would lose. Like, it wasn't a problem. It's not no drama, but I just haven't talked to these people for whatever. I don't even know why, right? I don't even know why. I don't know why I haven't talked to them. I don't know if it's a problem. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if I didn't do something. I don't know if I did do something. I don't know. But what I do know is God is real. And every day I see my growth. And it's not me, y'all. It's not. I find myself getting upset about certain things. And I even got upset about this one because I'm just like, what the hell going on? Like, what's up? If I love you and you do something to hurt me, or you don't do something, or you don't show up, or you do something, whatever the case, I'm going to have a conversation with you. But that be my problem. I be expecting everybody to be me. When you care about somebody, you handle them with care. So I don't even know why I don't talk to. And again, this is more than one person. This is not just one person. This is multiple people, right? One I addressed before I took my little hiatus. I did address one in particular. But I feel like I need to get this off my chest because I just do. You know what I'm saying? When you, if it's a problem, there are levels to different relationships. When you got a problem, somebody, depending on who that person is in your life, you're gonna try to fix it. And so I think I'm saying this because I'm coming to the realization that whatever the hell it is, it ain't got nothing to do with me. My spirit let me know that recently. Whatever these individuals got going on, it had absolutely nothing to do with me. The messed up part is, as much as I love these people, our chapter is done. And I know that it's done. I know that it's done because I felt it spiritually that it's done. And I asked God for some things and he gave me some answers. So I know that it's done. And you think that you would go your life and have certain people all your life. And they just seasons. And it's hard because as humans, sometimes we don't want to let people go. Like, I thought I was going to have some of these people like forever. And it's crazy because a part of me still like, what happened? What's the problem? Like, you would let somebody as loyal, as down a rider as me go? Like, if you knew how much I loved you, how much I stood tall in the paint for you, how much I ride about you. But sometimes you just got to realize people are not you and they're not going to do the same thing. And when God says it's time to go, let them go. Because if you don't let them go, you going to pay for that thing later, baby. You going to pay for it and it's going to be heavy. So what I learned from my situation years ago is that it's okay. It's okay. Once you realize it's a them problem, not a you problem, you will find. I'm telling you, this is so good, Brittany. Once you realize it's a them problem and not a you problem, you will find peace. And I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you even further, right? If you're going through what I just went through, if you're growing through what I just went through, reach out again. Because in all these situations, I've reached out again. Even after I didn't get the response, even after I didn't understand, I've reached out again in love, like with a pure heart. Am I frozen or y'all can see me? Let me know. Can y'all see me? We good? We operating clean? Let me know. Put some ones in the chat if I'm freezing. Let me know. I think I'm good though. We looking good. All right. So, like I was saying, reach out again. If you're unsure, you do the right thing. Even if you know you ain't did nothing wrong, even if you know you ain't did nothing messed up, even if you don't know why the person not talking to you, why you not communicating, reach out. You do the right thing. You do the right thing. Yeah, life did happen. Edward, life happened. And it's okay. Listen, the message tonight is it's okay. People are going to be people. And everybody is not you. Let me tell y'all something. This internet shit is so cap. Hold on, y'all, because this internet shit is so cap. Don't be fooled by this internet shit. People, everybody got problems. People life be looking lit. People be looking like they struggling. They not. You know what I'm saying? Or their life might look lit. They go through problems just like you. Everybody don't have every T crossed and every I dotted. Listen, I'm telling you. Don't let this internet shit fool you. And I think that a lot of people now live in this internet. I'm not a Y'all, I do a lot of things on the internet, but I'm not an internet girl. I'm the same Takiya that I am on this internet. I'm the same. Anybody in my life outside of my personal growth is going to tell you I'm the same. I live by a set of rules and principles that has allowed me to move in a way that I move. I can go any state, any hood, and I'm good. And it ain't because of nobody else. It's because of me. Keep your heart pure. Even when people do you wrong or don't let you know what's going on, Takiya, just remember people you met are like seasons, they come and go. And the ones who are truly part of your life will truly part of your life will come and go, but you, and then we'll pick up where you left. Okay. Got you, can't be right. Steph, this is a forever person right here. You just know. But anyway, like I was saying, reach out. Like, make sure that you have done all that you could do to assure that when you walk away from that thing, you ain't never got to look back. Because the truth of the matter is, if your heart has always been pure with the people that are around you, it's never your loss. I haven't taken a loss in a friendship yet. I don't care how much money you got, how much status you got, how many businesses you got, who you be around, how you dress, what you ain't got, if you broke, I do not care. I have not taken a loss in any friendship, relationship, situation yet. I am blessed. When I tell you God has truly kept his hand on me, and I ain't never did nobody filthy. I ain't never did
no fucked up shit to nobody.
A lot of people can't say that. A lot of people cannot say that. Like to figure out a way, and I done had friends beefing with family. Family beefing with family. You just do what's right. And it ain't always easy. Doing what's right is not always easy. But I wanted to let you guys know, because there was a time where this type of shit would have stressed me out. Where I would have been thinking it was me. I did something wrong. I wasn't enough. It ain't nothing wrong with you. It ain't nothing wrong with you. It ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm at the most healthiest, best place I've ever been in my life. My kids are doing immaculately well. Even though I'm not with my youngest son's father, he is like amazing in fatherhood. We're in a healthy co-parenting place. My youngest son is thriving. My oldest son is career-driven. Independent, making his own money, doing well for himself. My parents are living, they healthy, they good. My family, they straight. I'm right where I'm supposed to be at the time I'm supposed to be there, and with the people that's around me, that's supposed to be there. If you're not around me, you're not supposed to be around me. I'm in love. I got a king. He dope as hell. Like, I can't, like, my financial situation is growing. Atmosphere. Like, it's something about being obedient. Even down to the me reaching out for the last time to certain people. Like, I knew that was the last time. Like, that's it. That's it. And if you don't get nothing back, it's okay. Like, my spirit had already prepared me for what was about to happen. Like, it's cool. It's okay. You feel me? Like, it's cool. It's okay. And y'all, it's okay. It's okay if people don't fuck with you. Like, it's okay if people...
It's okay if they don't fuck with you. It's okay.
It's okay if they don't like you. You feel me? It's okay if they don't like you. If they don't want to rock with you no more, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay if they'll never speak to you again. You might not be for them no more. You're not for everybody. Y'all, I am not for everybody. I'm not. And I'm damn sure not about to put myself in no box to be.
You can kiss my ass. I ain't been to do it.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
No, not me.
The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried. Me, aunt. Stupid bitch.
I ain't finna do it. Get somebody else.
I ain't finna kiss your ass. I ain't finna do that. Everybody can't, you just not everybody's cup of tea. And it may not even be a jealousy thing, because I don't want to say like people are jealous. There's no reason for anybody around me to be jealous of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even that type of person. But you might possess something in you that other people want. It's not that they're jealous of you. It's just that when you walk in a room, it lights up. Something about you. That's it. That's it. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, it's okay if that boy don't want to be with you no more. It's okay, sis. It's okay. I remember when me and my youngest son's father first split. And I thought to myself, damn, why he don't want me? Why I'm not good enough? Why I never work? Why I never this, that? I can't have this, that, the relationship, this, that. I'm not enough. All just to turn around. 2+ years later, and find a man that adores me. Yeah. You should have been not wanting me. What took you so long for me to realize that you ain't want me? You know, you don't see it when you're going through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to think that all of what I went through those 2 years up until meeting the person I'm with, the healing, the work, okay, because it was work, prepared me for what I have now. Obedience. Because, y'all, I did not want to be obedient at that time.
I wanted to fuck some shit. Chitty chitty bang bang, nigga. Chitty chitty bang bang.
That's what I wanted to do. But I ain't do that. Okay? I said, God, if you get me through this, because I was so broken. Like, I was so broken. To think that I went through that brokenness to be able to deal with letdowns, or I'm not gonna say letdowns, but losses like this. It's okay. Like, it's okay. And I'm not mad. It's okay. Listen, y'all. It's okay if that woman don't want to be with you no more, man. Look, if she don't know how to treat you, just find you a woman to do. And take everything that she taught you, learn from it, right? Apply it to you, the pieces to the puzzle that fit you. Work on yourself. Take some time. Seek God first. And he going to give you, you going to be right where you need to be. Atmosphere matters. The people that you hang around matter. If you broke, don't you hang around no broke people now. Y'all, I said a month. So this past weekend, it's been 21 years. I've been out of high school. Watch your mouth.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Watch your mouth, okay? Because I know my age. I don't need you saying it. But it's been 21 years that I've been out of high school. And so I was around a lot. This past weekend was our high school homecoming. And so I was around a lot of my classmates. I can't even tell y'all all of the knowledge that I got from my atmosphere. Everybody got a career on their way to retirement, good government job. Like, they're all doing good. And in my head, I'm thinking, look at all this money. Look at all this money at this bar. Look at all this Black excellence. This is it for me. I don't do the things that I used to do. I don't go the places that I used to go. Unfortunately, I don't hang out with the people that I used to hang out with. It ain't by my choice. But it's okay. You lose people to create space for what's needed. And this ain't no shot to nobody, because anybody that I've told I love, I meant it. If you've done anything kind for me, I meant it. And if you needed me, I'm so loyal to loyalty that if any of these people that I'm talking about needed me, I show up. Still. 10 toes, that, because that's who I am. It's just how I was raised. It's how I'm built. I'm loyal to loyalty. And that's rare. And I know how rare it is. And I don't know what possibly could. I don't know what to say. Yeah, for sure. I don't know what possibly could make someone whom I love, who's in my circle, not come and have a conversation with me, that they rather just lose me. I'm loyal to loyalty. Like, I don't care if we ain't talked in 2 years. I got homegirls right now. They call me. I'm sitting up. We need one-way ticket or round trip. That type of, I'm loyal to loyalty. My kids' fathers, both of them, they done did their share wrong. I done did my share wrong. But they're my guys. They call me like they need me. I got it. It's theirs. I don't care what you did. I'm loyal to loyalty. That's just how I am. So that's why I say I never took a loss. Because by God's grace, I haven't. I everyone is still around, supposed to be around, and those who are not, thank you. If I never told you, thank you. I appreciate you. I thank you for all you've taught me. I thank you for your time with me while we had it together. Thank you. Next. And I wish you nothing but the best. That's what I got. It's okay. And to meet up isn't about talking. Yeah, so you know I ain't doing no talking. Not at all. What are we doing and that's it? Yeah, that's definitely how I am. Like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, when I tell y'all, like, it's okay, y'all, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that they didn't want you. It's okay that they hurt you. It's okay that they don't
fuck with you no more.
It's okay that they don't get you. It's okay that they don't understand you. It's okay that they don't need you. It's okay that they don't want you. It's okay. The caveat to it being okay is learning how to love yourself. And I think that when you learn how to love yourself, it really does become okay. And you're not worried because you got enough love for you. Shit, you ain't got to fuck with me. I fuck with me. I'm saying, like, you ain't gotta like me, I like me. You ain't gotta love me, I love me. So when we go out here and we look for validation in certain things from other people, thinking that you're gonna get it and you don't, you fail yourself. I learned how to truly love myself, like all of me, like all of me, like all of this. Bump. Like all of this about 3 years ago. And I never looked at things around me the same. It's always okay. Even when it hurts a little bit, even when I'm frustrated, even when I'm upset, even when I'm sad because I feel all those emotions, I'm not about to sit and tell you that I get mad. Me and God, we be having to have it out sometimes. I'd be like, yo, what's up? What you doing? Like, I go through all of that. I'm still a woman. I get my feelings hurt. I've had my heart broken. I'm sure I will again at some point in life by whom I don't know, but it's possible to have. Like, I go through all that. I think the difference on how I deal with it on the back end is I'm in love with me.
It's okay. It's okay that you hurt my feelings, that you don't wanna be my friend. It's okay. It's okay if you don't fuck with me no more. It's okay if you're done with me in your life. It's okay, 'cause I love me enough to let you go
and have your amazing life without me. I wish you the best. No stress. Just the best. Live your life with your best self. Go ahead. Because guess what? It's okay. It's okay. I promise y'all, it's okay. Learn. Work on you. Work on you. I wasn't even going to talk about this tonight. Okay? This wasn't about to be the It's Okay show. I wanted to talk about something else. Let me tell y'all what I wanted to talk about, though. What I wanted to talk about tonight was purpose. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight, but I guess God had other plans. Somebody needed to hear that. Be okay with people letting you go. Love you enough to know who you are and understand that you're not for everybody. Be okay with people not wanting you, not liking you, not understanding you, not needing you. Be okay with that. It's people that lose their mind out here because somebody don't want to be with them or somebody don't want to be bothered with them no more. They lose their mind behind that. It's okay. It's okay to want more for yourself. It's okay to outgrow your circle. It's okay. Don't feel bad because you want more. Don't let nobody make you feel bad because you want more. It's okay. It's okay to grow. Change doesn't always mean growth. Know the difference. It's okay to grow. And growth is uncomfortable, sometimes painful. I'm just saying, you in that pot and you start outgrowing it, you can't get no bigger because the pot too small for you. It hurts. It's restricting you from growing, from sprouting out into this big, beautiful plant or tree or whatever it is, but whatever it is. So you're hurting. It's uncomfortable. So you got to get out of that. The owner, the controller of you has to take you out of that too small situation, out of that tight situation, and put you in a bigger space. Right? And now that space might be uncomfortable because you're not big enough for it yet. So you got to figure out what you need to do to grow so that you occupy that new space. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. So that's what's been going on with me. All right. I've been up here 49 minutes, so y'all know what it is. It's Talks with Ty Tuesday. It feels so good to be back. It feels so good to be back. It feels so good to say that. It feels so good to be back. It feels so good to say that. I'm definitely getting my life together, getting my schedule together. But if nothing else, I will definitely be here every Tuesday. All right. We're going to get back into Soulful Sundays, Mindful Mondays. All right. Trash Talk Thursdays, since y'all want me to comment on what's going on in social media. So many people, I don't be caring about rich people, what they do. I'm trying to be rich. But I'm going to give y'all that maybe once or twice a month. Yeah, remember to take care of yourself, love on you, keep God first, and no matter what, keep growing through. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on all social media outlets, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, at Talks with Ty, Talks with Ty _, Talks with Ty the podcast. All right? And I will see you guys, we're going to say Tuesday, okay? Same time, same place. And I will see you guys then.
Human beings have one job, self-care. Take care of yourself so that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
That's not a flex, that's to let you know. I'm not the one to be your fault. Really tired of waiting at doors. Just moving around to tell me where to go. So I'm taking it in mind as a ceremony. Taking back everything that belongs to me. You ain't gonna come through. Controls the undo all that I have done. Back on my way, yeah. Fuck out my face. You won't see me pray. Cause I know I'm made, yeah. Stay out of my lane. You mean when I say I'm not here to save you. I'm not here to save you. Just be away, cause I'm on my way, yeah. I'm back on my way. I can't save nobody. I put my kid down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries. Cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries.